How do you approach the patient who has potentially surgically resectable hepatic-only metastases in terms of neoadjuvant chemotherapy? Do you generally use it or just send the patient right to surgery?
This depends on when and how the patient presents with metastases. Just to give you two different patient scenarios. One patient scenario would be a patient who presents with a solitary liver metastasis, easily removable, easily addressable surgically, 2 or 3 years after he underwent resection for a primary colon cancer. Meaning the very fact that the patient only developed one metastasis within 3 years allows me to believe that his chance to be cured by just surgery alone as upfront therapy is quite high. And this actually is kind of integrated in several risk scores that float around. The Memorial Sloan Kettering risk score, for instance, also takes into account time from the initial presentation to number of metastases, etc. Let's say the other scenario of a patient I just saw who presented with synchronous metastasis, 25 out of 45 lymph nodes positive within their primary resection, and 3 liver metastases, bilobar metastases, by definition resectable, but very conceivable in this scenario that the synchronous presentation of the metastasis and the high load of lymph node involvement suggests there is more to the story than just these 3 metastases that we see. So just focusing on the 3 metastases, let's say sacrificing the liver lobe and RFAing just one metastasis in the other lobe, would not address the whole problem. So I would think these patients, even when they are resectable, should receive systemic chemotherapy as the first step in the management of their disease, followed by a resection.
So you start the chemotherapy, which would be usually what?
FOLFOX bevacizumab in this patient's case, at least a FOLFOX-based regimen. We have a clinical trial with FOLFOX cetuximab, but we're talking about outside of clinical trials.
So you start the therapy, and after 3-4 cycles, no change?
Actually, very unusual situation that you see no change. Nowadays, we expect some response, and when we include minor response, I think this accounts for about 70%, 75% of patients. If I saw no change in this patient, I would probably get the surgeon involved to see whether we can resect it. An alternative would really depend on also discussion with the patient switching therapy, for instance, even the FOLFIRI cetuximab-based regimen, to see whether we can establish chemosensitivity in this patient.
What do you tell patients who have surgically resectable disease in terms of what to expect in terms of cure rates?
We're talking about an average patient,
sure.
And these two different patient scenarios that I outlined before have very different prognoses overall. But I talk about liver resection, long-term outcome. Historic data suggests that patients remain disease-free, prolonged disease-free in about 25% to 30% at 5 years. And this does not yet take into account modern chemotherapies. I mean, all these data, historic data that we have about liver metastasis resection are probably underestimating the benefit we can have. And I would hope that we can nowadays look at 40 to 50%, even 5-year survival, not necessarily disease-free, but survival in patients with resected liver metastasis.
How do you and your surgeons approach a situation when a tumor in the liver goes away radiologically?
We normally would still perform at least a laparoscopy and intraoperative ultrasound to see whether it's still completely gone. And I would be hesitant to treat to complete response. Yesterday I had a patient who had a radiologic complete response, and our liver surgeon and I, we discussed that he would like to validate this situation intraoperatively and, if in doubt, resect potentially tumor-bearing parts of the liver. Because I don't trust radiologic complete responses or PET-negative scenarios. We do have data, which were also presented at ASCO this year, that even in so-called imaging complete response scenarios, 80%, if not more, percent of patients still have vital tumor in these prior locations.